ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யா நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதிம் வ்யாஸம் தத்தோ ஜயமுதீரயே நஷ்ட ப்ராயேஷு பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகி. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 12, Text Number 25. Khe, Khani, Vayo, Nishvasan, Tejasu, Ushmanam, Atmavan, Apsu, Ashruk, ஸ்லேஷ்மா, பூயானி, க்ஷிதௌ, சேஷம், யதா உத்பவம், கேகானி வாயௌ நிஷ்வாஸம், தேஜஸு தேஜஸோஷ்மானம் ஆத்மவான், அப்ஸு அஸ்ருக் ஸ்லேஷ்ம பூயானி, க்ஷிதௌ சேஷம் யதோத்பவம், கேகானி வாயோ நிஷ்வாஸம், தேஜஸ்யுஷ்மோ மானம் ஆத்மவான், அப்ஸு அஸ்ருக் ஸ்லேஷ்ம பூயானி, சிதோஷேஷம் யதோத்பவம், கேகானி வாயோ நிஷ்வாஸம், தேஜஸ்யுஷ்மானம் ஆத்மவான், அப்ஸு அஸ்ருக் ஸ்லேஷ்ம பூயானி, சிதோஷேஷம் யதோத்பவம். बोलिए.
Hello.
in the sky. Khani, all the holes of the body. Vayo, in the air. Nishvashan, all the different air moving within the body. Prana, apana, etc. Tejashu, in fire. Ushmanam, the heat of the body. Atmavan, a person who knows the self. Apsu, in water. Asruk, blood. Shleshma, mucus. Puyani, and urine. Shitau, in the earth. Shesham, the remaining. Namely, skin, bones, and other hard things in the body. Yatha udbhavam, where from all of them grew. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. A sober, self-realized person who has full knowledge should merge the various parts of the body in their original sources. The holes in the body are caused by the sky. The process of breathing is caused by the air. The heat of the body is caused by fire and semen. Blood and mucus are caused by water. The hard substances like skin, muscle and bone are caused by the earth. In this way, all the constituents of the body are caused by various elements. And they should be merged again into these elements. Purport. To be self-realized, one must understand the original sources of the various elements of the body. The body is a combination of skin, bone, mucus, muscle, blood, semen, urine, stool, heat and breath and so on, which all come from the earth, water, fire, air and sky. One must be well conversant with the source of all the bodily constituents. Then one becomes a self-realized person, an Aratmavan, one who knows the self. Om Ajnanti Mrindasya Jnananjana Salakya Chakshur Unmulitim Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vacharam Pangam Nangaita So, this chapter and previous chapter also, it is described about all these four ashramas, you know, four varnas and four ashramas. Right? In ISKCON, this is a very much discussed topic. What is varnashram? Like, suppose if I am doing puja in the altar, dressing the deities, do I become a brahmana? Or if somebody is sweeping the floor, or like once when we join the temple, most of the time previously all the devotees, they used to wash toilets, temple cleaning, all the courtyard cleaning, everything devotees only used to do. So do they become sudras? Huh? Somebody is doing puja, that means does he become a brahmana? It's not like that, right? So in Vaishnava society, whether somebody is doing puja in the altar, or somebody is watching the aarti being done, or somebody is cleaning the temple, they are all same, Vaishnavas. So Vaishnava is a higher thing than a brahmana, or like that. Then in Vaishnava society, whether somebody is a brahmachari, somebody is a grahastha, Somebody is a sannyasi or vanaprastha. It doesn't matter. If somebody knows the science of Krishna consciousness, he can be a spiritual master. Right? So, it's very, very interesting, you know. So, how to, you know, establish Varnashram system, you know, that is a moot point. Whether we will be able to follow whatever is written in this subject, in these chapters. Right? Actually, very, very difficult. Impossible. I will say, Prabhupada would say, oh, the word impossible found in the fool's dictionary. Maybe I may be a fool. I may not be able to follow all these things very strictly. So, Prabhupada said, the grihasthas in our temple, they should be as good as, equal to sannyasis. You know, they should live like, Prabhupada said, grihasthas in our temples, they should live like sannyasis. Right? So that was the standard of Vaishnava society. So all these things, I don't know who will establish Varnashram system. At least, I don't know how, you know, who can in our society. I read in Shri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava that when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur toured South India, he noted one thing, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu toured extensively in South India, and then he preached to so many people and he made them devotees. But when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta went, he did not find people very Krishna conscious. Mostly they are Mayavadis and Shankara followers. Then he said, I will take birth again in South India and preach Krishna consciousness. You know? So Prabhupada also said, in future a powerful king will come. He will establish Varnashram system again. Like that. So, all these things, for now, you know, we can only do one thing. Prabhupada has given this temple society. All those who live in this temple, you know, they are more than grihasthas, they are more than sannyasis. It's a class apart. Right? Srila Prabhupada said, those who go to brothel houses and prostitute bars and restaurant, they are places of mode of ignorance. And those who live in the cities, they are in mode of passion. And those who live in forest, they are in mode of goodness. So those who are in live in the temple, they are in Vishuddha Sattva, transcendental goodness. Right? That is why Srila Prabhupada, this is a oasis. You know, ISKCON temples are oasis. You know what is oasis? The translation is Raghava Goswami Prabhu Toda. Huh? Right? So those who are in the temple, they are in a Vishuddha Sattva. So what is an oasis? Come on, what is oasis? Oasis means, you know, in the desert areas, where there is, for long distances, there is no water. But you find little water, you know, it's like that. Outside world is like a desert land. You know, and ISKCON temples are an oasis in this version of material existence. So we can live here and become purified like that. So it is said, in the Narasimha Tapani Upanishad, it is said, one Brahmana is equal to 100 non-Brahmanas. You know, that is the equation, mathematical equation. And one Brahmana householder is equal to 100 other brahmanas. Like in Vedas, Vedic system, a grahastha is superior to brahmachari, right? So one vanaprastha is equal to 100 householders, right? And then one sannyasi is equal to 100 vanaprasthas. And then one chanter of Lord Shiva's name is equal to 100 sannyasis. 100 sannyasis. And then one who teaches Atharva Veda Angiresha Shakha is equal to 100 chanters of Lord Shiva's name. Right? So one who is chanting Narsingha Mantra, right, is equal to 100 teachers of Angiresha Shaka. Like that. So that is why it is said, one who is chanting Narsingha Mantra goes to Vaikuntha Loka directly. Right? Directly. So that is why in this verse it is given like this. Vanaprasthis, they have to do a lot of tapasya. So why in Bhagavatam 7th canto in other sections also, why it is said that one has to give so much, one has to do so much austerity and penance, you know, one has to do so much austerity and penance, like Valmiki Rishi, Vishwamitra Muni, they had done so much tapasya. So much tapasya. Like, first, in the beginning, Vishwamitra Muni was Raja, king. Then he did tapasya. After 1000 years or something, then Brahmaji came and told, now you became Rajarshi. Now you stop this tapasya. You know? Then he is not satisfied. Then he has done more thousands of years tapasya. Then he has become a Rishi. Then Brahmaji said, now you have become a Rishi, you stop it. You know? No. Because he wanted to become Brahmarshi. Then he did few more thousands of years tapasya. In between, he became conquered by lust. Right? Poor Manika and all that. Then he became Maharshi. He became Maharshi. Then after thousands and thousands of years, tapasya, ultimately around more than 60,000 years, he became Brahmarshi. So in between, on the way, he had to purify himself of the lust, greed, anger. He had to give up all those things and became very patient. So just like the gold is burnt, you know, in very high temperature, then it becomes very shiny. Like that, all the impurities are gone away from that gold. In the same way, one who is doing tapasya, all the impurities caused by so many millions and millions of lifetime sins, they are washed away and he becomes purified. So, in order to realize that I am not this body, I am the soul. That is, so with all this tapasya, they can only get Brahma. Brahman realization. Right? Right? So, all these things, so it is so difficult. Many people, they say, can you show me God? Is it so easy? You know, do all these sages and all, they are fools to go on the Himalayas and do tapasya? No. Unless you get become purified, how can you see God? Right? So, this is done. But it is said that so one has to give up all these connections, attachments, then, you know, merge all the elements of this body into the, you know, original reservoir of the source. So this is what it is given in this verse. So then after all the tapasya, Vishwamitra Muni became, when he saw Lord Ramchandra, he surrendered. Actually, in Ramayana, Balakanda means not, you know, Balya Leela of Ramchandra. It's not because there are no Balya Leela of Ramchandra. Is it? Have you heard? Like Krishna Leela, Balya Leela is very beautiful, right? But you don't hear Ram Leela of Balya Leela of Ram, right? You know why? What is Balkanda? So Vishwamitra Muni, when he took Lord Ramchandra, he went through various stages of sadhana. Some other time I can explain. So then he became like a child. He became like a child and surrendered completely to Ramchandra. That's why that kanda is known as Balkanda. Right? Later on, Vishwamitra Muni performed the marriage of Sita and Ram. After that, you don't find him only. After Ramayana, he just went to Himalayas or somewhere. Then he has given up all these things and completely became a devotee of Lord Ramchandra. Because he is completely surrendered. Then later on, the Brahmana who performed marriage, who went as a messenger, Vishwamitra Muni only. You know, Rukmini Devi, he performed the marriage of Rukmini and Krishna. Then the same Vishwamitra Muni came as that Brahmana who performed the marriage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi Priya, whatever, Vishnu Priya, like that. You know? So, whatever this process of merging and all, we cannot do only. So, why discuss? Right? even if we do that also, like yesterday Maharaj was saying, ultimately what if you are a perfect Vanaprastha, you will go to Maharloka. If you become a perfect sannyasi, you know, you can go to Brahmaloka. Prabhupada said, then for going to Maharloka, for going to Brahmaloka, you cannot even, you have to be a Askalita Brahmachari. Askalita Brahmachari means, in your whole life, you have never discharged semen. Even once also. Prabhupada once, he was having a meeting with the devotees, all the Brahmacharis, Sannyasis, Grahasthas, they were sitting. Then Prabhupada said, if you have discharged semen even once, you know, it is impossible to go back home back to Godhead. Then everybody's faces fell, you know. Who is there in this world like that? Prabhupada said, okay, don't worry, I will take you. You just chant Hare Krishna. Right? So, only by the mercy of the Lord, we can do all these things. So, it is said that, like in Gayatri Mantra, and our ISKCON movement is a special, like there is one devotee by name Bhumipati Prabhu, you know, he was some Mukherjee, you know, he is a Brahmana, Bengali Brahmana. So he took initiation, then first initiation, and then again in Delhi he was getting second initiation. So Prabhupada's system is, you sit in the havan and then in the night time you go to Prabhupada and he will teach you Gayatri Mantra. Then Prabhupada, Bhumipati Prabhu said, Prabhupada, I am already a Brahmana. I know Gayatri Mantra. Then he said, Brahma Gayatri Mantra. Then I used to worship Saligram Shila and Vishnu, Krishna Balaram deities in my home. Prabhupada said, don't worry, I will teach you more mantras. Then he taught all this, Gaur Gayatri. We only chant, Gaur Gayatri, ISKCON. Gaudi Vaishnava Sampradaya, only we chant Gaur Gayatri. Right? And then Kama Gayatri, we only chant. This is a very special, then Gopal Mantra is there. All the Prabhupada said, then, okay, don't worry. You will become a, now onwards, you will become a double Brahmana. So, Prabhupada perceived, pride in him. Then one day he was doing, then later on he became a pujari in Krishna Balaram temple. One day he was doing Radha Shyam Sundar Aarti. Then Prabhupada was there. So all the other pujaris, they were blowing conch. And Bhumipati Prabhu was not able to blow the conch properly. And then later on after Bhagavatam class, Prabhupada poked his cane to him. I said, you don't know how to blow the conch? Then he said, because Prabhupada was there, he became very nervous. That's why he was unable to blow the conch. Then he started shivering. Because you don't know how to blow the conch, from tomorrow onwards you can't do seva in the DT. DT was, you know, like that. One more time, he was giving Charanamrit. Then after Guru Darshanati, he was giving Charanamrit. So seeing Prabhupada, he became so nervous, he put the whole spoon in his palm. Then it spilled over and fell on his kurta and all. You don't know how to give Charanamrit also? This also you don't know? Don't do any more DT service. Like that, you know. Then he was doing something else. Later on, he told him to, you know, make translation and all. So later on, he went to Prabhupada and, Prabhupada, now I know how to blow the conch. Can I do DT worship again? Okay, I will test you tomorrow. Tomorrow you do Guru Puja. You know. So after, next day Guru Puja, all the big stalwarts were there. You know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Brahmananda Maharaj, all these Maharajas. Gopal Krishna Maharaj, at that time Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So he became very nervous. Prabhupada told, he came to do Guru Puja. And all the other senior sannyasis, they were looking at him. How dare, you know, when we are here, you know, how you are doing Guru Puja? He was only a small brahmachari, like that. Then, anyway, so Gopal Krishna Maharaj and Akshananda Maharaj were there. They knew already that Prabhupada told him to do Guru Puja. So that time somehow Prabhupada was there, you know. Previously Prabhupada used to take, Guru Puja personally. Very fortunate they are. So, he was sitting there and looking at Prabhupada. He became more nervous. But somehow he managed to blow the conch. Then he did puja. Then he went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, can I do service? He said, yeah, yeah. You can do. Like that, Prabhupada gave all this Brahman Diksha even to women. Downtrodden people. So they gave. So this Gayatri Mantra is the source of all the universal manifestation. Right? It is said that Klim Govindaya Gopijan Vallavaya Swaha. You know that mantra is there. So Lord Krishna says in Agastya Samhita that from the word Ka, I created water. From the word La, from the syllable La, I created earth. And then from the letter E, I created fire. And from the letter Ma, I created the moon. From the whole word Klim, I created the sun. From the word Krishnaya, I created ether. From Govindaya, I created air. And then from Gopijana Vallabhaya, I created knowledge and Surabhi cows. And then from the word Swaha, I created men, women and everything else. Right? So this mantra, from this mantra everything came, and it is covering us. It's all these things are covering us, and by chanting this Gayatri mantra, we can get out of this coverings of all the material world. Right? All these things only are covering. No, like in purport it is said, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Right? Like that, in the same way, it is like that. And then this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in one Purana it is said that in our body, there are these Pancha Mahabhutas. Right? Pancha Mahabhutas. That is earth, water, fire, air, ether. And there are five Jnanendriyas. Right? There are 5 karmendriyas. How many it became? 16. 15. And then one subtle body. Mind, intelligence and false ego. You know, false ego. So simply by chanting, so this Hare Krishna Mahamantra also consists of 16 words. So it is said that simply by chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These 16 coverings get destroyed. Every day by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, these 16 coverings are destroyed. Then you don't have to do all this tapasya, kipasya and all. You just chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You know, everything will be. So then you don't have to go to forest. You don't have to go to, you know, Brahmachari, Gurukule, you know, all these things. Every all of us live together and, you know, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and do deity worship. You know, do deity worship. Like that. There are so many people, previously the kings and so many other people, they would spend millions and millions of rupees, whatever, gold coins and all, and they perform sacrifices and all. Right? But simply somebody who is staying in the temple, you know, it is said that, it is given in Narasimha Purana, that Markandeya Rishi, he was saying to the king, Sathanika, that, O Maharaj, O king of the kings, a devotee who offers Mahisha Gugula incense, you know, made with ghee and sugar to Lord Nrisimhadev, makes all the directions fragrant. You know, he becomes free from all sins, accompanied by apsaras. You know, apsaras. He flies in a splendid aeroplane, you know, to Vayuloka. He is praised by he is praised even in Vishnu Loka. Simply for somebody who is doing one who is doing agarbatti, offering agarbatti to every day to Lord Nrisimhadeva or to Radharas Vihari. You know, it doesn't have to bother, you know, because they perform so many sacrifices and all. In Skanda Purana it is said that one who offers Krishna Aguru incense to Lord Krishna attains splendid form of Lord Krishna. Means, if somebody is simply offers a incense stick to the Lord Krishna in Kali Yuga, he will get Sarupya Mukti. He will become like Krishna. Right? A person who with devotion regularly offers to Lord Krishna Aguru incense mixed with camphor and splendid sandalwood delivers 100 generations of his relatives. A person who in the summer offers sandalwood paste to Lord attains the result of a Rajasiya sacrifice. Simply offer, you know, apply sandalwood pulp in the summer season to the Lord Krishna. Right? Every day we offer. Srila Prabhupada said in one conversation that the greatest service one can do is, you know, offer tulsi along with the chandan to the lotus feet of the Lord. Prabhupada said this. Greatest service you can do to the Lord is offer, take a little bit tulsi and make a little sandalwood paste and, you know, apply to the Lord's lotus feet. And chant this prayer. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mamishame bhavambudo. You know, Krupaya tava pada pankaja sitazuli sadrisham vichintaye. You know, Prabhupada gave a lot of importance to this verse, Ainanda Tanuja. You know, he said, you chant this verse and every day you apply sandalwood paste and tulsi. Prabhupada, that is the greatest service you can do to the Lord. Right? Even if you don't have the deity, you can apply even to the photo frame also. You know, that is why in the houses and all, when they keep the frames and all, they should have full form of the Lord. Whether it is spiritual master or lotus feet should be there. You know, for doing aarti and all, you have to show it like that. A person who in the first part of winter offers musk to the Lord attains the result of an Ashwamedha Yajna. And if the other part, second part of the winter, if he offers musk to the Lord, he gets the result of performing all sacrifices. Then in Skanda Purana it is said that one who offers a camphor lamp to Lord Krishna, the master of all demigods, attains the result of offering an Ashwamedha Yajna. He delivers 100 of his generations. Every day afternoon we offer a camphor lamp to the Lord. Like that. In Varaha Purana it is said, a person who offers me a lamp with love and devotion will spend 7 births immune to the danger of becoming a blind person. Actually it is said in the scriptures that anybody who extinguishes the lamp that is offered to the Lord, he will become a blind man in his next life. You know, anybody who is standing, who is sitting when the aarti is going on, you know, he will become a lame person in the next life. You know, that is why even if somebody has to sit, you know, better sit there or somewhere, you know, in front of the Lord, if, when the aarti is going on, if somebody is sitting, then that is why in the afternoon and all security, we tells people, you know, get up, you know, stand up, you know, because people want to sit. But actually, the devotees, at least we should not sit when the aarti is going on, you know. A person who troubles, when he offers a lamp to, in the Lord's temple, a person earns a 1,000 years in Devaloka. For each second, the lamp is burning. Can you imagine? For each second, 1,000 years. Suppose if it is burning for, 30 minutes or whatever, 20 minutes, you know, 20 into 60 into 60. So many years. Simply by offering a lamp to the Lord. Like that. As the flame in the lamp reaches up, so a person who offers a lamp to the Lord travels up to the spiritual world. You know? So various, just simply staying in the temple and doing aarti, you don't have to go to a forest and perform all the aarti. Yeah, in Vishnu, filled with youthful folly, Yamaraj was telling a residence of the hell, filled with youthful folly, you remained from Lord Govinda's temple, you removed from Lord Govinda's temple a still burning lamp. So it's a very serious offense, you know, to extinguish the lamp. Nayavaktas, aap log nahi karte hai na? Huh? Pura jalna chahiye. A person, Lord Krishna says that a person offers to me whatever is most precious in the world or whatever is most dear to his heart, attains in return a benefit that has no end. That has no end. In the Skanda Purana, it is said, one who offers tulsi to the Lord Madhava, live with their ancestors in Vishnu Loka until the end of Kalpa. Right? By offering cold honey to the Lord, one attains the result of Rajasriya sacrifice. By offering barley to the Lord, one attains the result of an Agnishtoma Yajna. By offering cakes to the Lord, one attains the result of Atiratha Ratra Yajna. So like this, so that is why Srila Prabhupada established all these temples, you know. Like many times I told that, anybody who lives within the 10 miles of the temple where Lord Keshava is worshipped, where Saligrama Shila was worshipped, they will never see the faces of Yamaraj. You know, within 10 miles, anybody who resides of this temple. Right? Also, whoever comes to the temple, anybody who takes Charanamrit, he also doesn't have to see the face of a Yamaduta. So they are all saved like that. That is why these Hare Krishna temples are oasis. Right? So we should have more and more temples, we should have more and more devotees, invite people, you know. So this is the way we can actually deliver, all the people in this age of Kali. So, one more. So this temple worship and this chanting of the holy names of the Lord, they play very important role in our lives. The most important thing one should do is chanting the names of the Lord. So all these names of the Lord, so what is the difference between these Vedic mantras, all these Vedic mantras, they have contains Namaha, Swaha, like that, right? And even this Gayatri mantra also, Om, right? So, what is the difference between Krishna's holy names and all these mantras? Does anybody know? What is the difference between all these Vedic mantras, Gayatri mantra, all these chanting, all these mantras, and Krishna's holy name? Anybody knows? Can't hear only. Say loudly.
Hare Krishna. Krishna's holy name itself, Krishna, and other mantras are glorification of Krishna and his energies.
Come on, where did you get this? Narayana is not Narayana himself. Name Narayana is not Narayana. Anyway, I will tell. Gayatri mantra, they only give you liberation. They are Taraka mantra, they are called Taraka mantra. But Krishna's holy name gives you Krishna Prema. You understand? Krishna's holy name, this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. These holy names, especially given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they give Krishna Prema. All the other mantras, liberation, only liberation. You won't get Krishna Prema. You won't get Krishna Prema. Right? So this Hare Krishna, so that is why all these mantras, they have like Ram Nam or Krishna Nam, they are all known as Taraka mantras. Right? So these mantras, they have two shaktis. One is Shabda Shakti, another is Artha Shakti. Right? So when we chant, this Shabda Shakti means vibration. That is why one who vibrates the holy name of the Lord, right? You should chant loudly. Suppose if somebody is sleeping, if you do like this, he won't get up, right? What's your name? Sachinandan. Suppose he's sleeping, he's not coming from Mangala Arati, right? You should wake up, Sachinandan. Please wake up, Sachinandan. Please wake up. Then immediately you wake up, right? Like that, jeev jago, Gaura Chandra bole, kota nidra, jago maye, pisha chirake. So you are sleeping on the lap of Maya. So, Gai Gaura Madhuraswari, you chant the names of Gaura very loudly, Madhuraswari, then you wake up from the lap of Maya. Right? Lap of Maya. Right? So, one should chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra loudly. Loudly. So that the sleeping soul will wake up. Otherwise, we are all sleeping on the lap of Maya. So, we should chant loudly. And then, when we chant loudly, others also wake up. Right? Others also wake up. Once Prabhupada said, why do we do Harinam? Once, Prabhupada was there in Frederick Street Temple. He was seeing from the window. And Gurudas Prabhu got an idea. That is for Gaur Purnima. Then the whole day they were fasting. He said, let us go Harinam. Then they went to the street, entire street, and they were chanting, and they were coming back, and again going back. Prabhupada saw, and then like this he told. You know, Americans, our Indians gestures, you know, when we say like this, yeah. Then Americans think that we are saying no. Right? They don't yeah, like that. Then Gurudas Prabhu and other devotees, they thought Prabhupada is not pleased. You know, they were upset. Then they sent. Then they stopped. Then Prabhupada sent his assistant. Said, "You continue. You can." Then Prabhupada, he said, "If you, like this, come like this." You know, that means Prabhupada was saying, "Do it." He is approving it. So again they did Kirtan, Hari Kirtan. Then Prabhupada called Gurudas Prabhu and told him, "I think Krishna has inspired you, because today is Gaur Purnima. Krishna has inspired you. I think you should continue this." Harinam Sankirtan. That's how, you know, Ittefaq says, suddenly Harinam Sankirtan has started. You know? Then they said, they were doing Harinam Sankirtan, and the people are coming, and they would put a bowl, you know, and then they would put money. Right? Brahmacharis, they were supposed to do Madhukari, you know? But if you go to Madhukari in America, they will kill you. Like trespassing is, you know, punishable. If you go to somebody's house and ring the bell, and Mata Bhikshandehi, then he will, that lady will bring a manduk and toop. Right? Some of the disciples, they went to pick flowers. You know, one person came to shoot that for a devotee. Then somehow or other, you know, he escaped. Right? So for brahmacharis, Madhukari means, you know, go for the holy name, chant Hare Krishna mantra, and they would, then they were collecting $10. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, they started in, you know, otherwise Tamal Krishna Maharaj and other devotees, they used to work in factory, and they were earning some $5, $6 per one hour, like that, you know. That's how they are maintaining the temple. But one day, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is a very good administrator, manager. He organized Harinam Sankirtan. You know, all the brahmacharis, they were wearing ironed clothes. You know, synchronizing, you know, that's called synchronizing, dancing in one particular step. And, you know, somebody, everything was pakka, you know, tilak and, you know, shaven head. You know, so when they were doing Harinam Sankirtan, they were receiving more money than they are getting in the factory, working in the factory. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj wrote a letter to Prabhupada. Like this. Prabhupada said, "Don't worry about money. You know, this is a very good concept, chanting the holy names of the Lord on the street. We are actually purifying everybody," like that. And then if Krishna wants, Krishna, he will give you whole world in one day. But the problem is, what you will do? So like that, that is Madhukari. But when the same devotees, when they came and doing Harinam Sankirtan in Calcutta, Prabhupada stopped. He called Giriraj Maharaj, said, "If you do Harinam Sankirtan and collect money, they will think that we are all beggars. You know, we are all beggars." Then Prabhupada said, "I will give you one idea." Then he proposed this life membership. So going for life membership and making members and collecting money and giving the books and all, Prabhupada said that is Madhukari for Indian devotees. Right? Now, you know, some IYF devotees and all, they think, "Oh, all these life members, preachers and all, they are in Maya. You know, we'll only do youth preaching." All this. Some concept was there previously. But that is Maya actually. You know? You know, Prabhupada wanted, you know, brahmacharis and sannyasis to go for Madhukari. That was our job, right? A brahmachari is supposed to do Madhukari, right? Like that. So one must do. Even though I'm head pujari, I do Madhukari of collecting money, right? So you can't say, because you are only a pujari, you know, I can't go out, because this is Prabhupada's instruction, you know, that every devotee, all brahmacharis, they should do Madhukari. Everybody should collect money. Because by going for life membership collection, you become very humble. Because when you go there, there are times we waited 3 hours, 4 hours, you know, outside somebody's office, you know, trying to get a contact like that. Sometimes they insult you like anything. Get out. You know? Because Swamiji, iska aisa, get out. ये सब अपमान सहन करना पड़ता है. यू नो, वी हैव टू टॉलरेट ऑल दिस इंसल्ट्स एंड यू हैव टू बिकम वेरी हम्बल. श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस ठाकुर सेड, हाउ डू यू मेंटेन द टेम्पल्स? यू कलेक्ट मनी फ्रॉम दिस रिच पीपल. प्रभुपाद श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सेड, अनलेस यू आर वेल बिहेव्ड दे वोंट गिव यू मनी. इफ दे सी वी आर मिसबिहेविंग, यू नो ऑल दिस थिंग्स लाइक दैट. सो दिस then Prabhupada said this Harinam Sankirtan. He said that when we chant Hare Krishna mantra loudly, all these souls who are averse to Krishna, you know, who don't want to do any pious activities, you know, who don't want to do pious activities, they become purified. And then Prabhupada said, I noted that sentence. Prabhupada said, श्रृणुताम स्वा कथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तनम हृदयंतस्तो ही अभद्राणी विदनोति सुहृत्सताम. सो प्रभुपाद सेड, वी आर फोर्सिंग दिस पीपल टू बिकम पायस. वेन दिस ऑल दिस पासस बाय, दे आर हियरिंग द होली नेम विदाउट देयर नॉलेज, एक्चुअली दे आर बिकमिंग पायस. सो वी आर फोर्सिंग द पीपल टू बिकम पायस, यू नो. So this holy name, so Harinam Sankirtan, that's why, of course nowadays we don't go out so much, Harinam, but we should go out, right? I think every Thursday they are going out on the Juhu beach, right? Like that. Then, so this holy name, they have two Shaktis. One is, Shabda Shakti, another is Artha Shakti. Artha Shakti means, you should know the meaning of the holy name. So that is why Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, when we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you record this meaning of the holy name. Right? In your mind, you should play continuously. It is said that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, meaning of the holy name, O Srimati Radharani, O Krishna, right? Here Rama means one who is enjoyer, or one who gives pleasure. Rama, you know, Ramayati iti Rama, Ramaniyakam, you know, one who gives ananda, he is Rama. So it can be either Krishna or it can be Rama. Right? It can be Rama. So like that, the words meaning like Krishna. Krishna means, you know, all attractive. Or Krishna means one who stops the process of birth and death. Old age. Krishna. You know, one meaning. Like that Rama. Rama means, what is that? Yogino Anante? Satyananda. Ramante Yogino Anante Satyananda Chidatmani. Itipada Rame. Iti Rama Rame. Padenyasu. What is the last? Param Brahma Abhidiyate. So this is Param Brahma. Rama is actually is Parabrahma. You know? Like that. So by chanting this Krishna and this Rama's names, you know, like we will be experiencing great happiness. You know, happiness. You know, that is why Rama means one who is beautiful. So any beauty gives us happiness. You know, happiness. Like that, Rama or Krishna is the embodiment of all beauty. So that is why when we chant the name of Krishna or Rama, you know, this whole Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, we become very happy because, this Krishna, Satchit Ananda. You know, Krishna is Satchidananda Swarupam. Rama is Satchidananda Swarupam. So Sat means eternal. Chit means knowledge. So because of Ashashvata and because of ignorance, we are unhappy. So our Ananda is actually Brahmananda. Brahmananda. We are only chasing the mirage. You know, But when we chant the Krishna's name, when we are chant the Rama's name, we experience happiness, we experience ananda, which is sat and chit, full of knowledge and full of eternity, right? So that is why it is said that all the time you should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, knowing the meaning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Even when they teach us Gayatri Mantra, they teach us that while chanting the Gayatri Mantra, you remember the meaning of the Gayatri Mantra. You remember. Like that, when we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we should remember the meaning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Oh Srimati Radharani, oh Krishna, oh all attractive, oh enjoyer, one who gives pleasure, please engage me in your service. So when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, with our ears, we should hear the holy name. And in our mind, we should actually remember the meaning of the holy name. Like that. So, one interesting point I will explain. This in Vedic knowledge, Vyakarna, there are some words, aksharas called Jivakshara. Just like in the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya, Narayanaya means the one who gives shelter to all living entities. Right? So in this Narayana, Ra is the Jivakshara mantra. If you remove Jivakshara mantra, means without that Akshara, the meaning changes. So in Narayana, if you remove Ra, what happens? Na Ayana. That means we become shelterless. We become shelterless. Then in Om Namah Shivaya, right? Om Namah Shivaya, the Jivakshara mantra is Ma. Right? Shiva means auspiciousness. And if you remove Ma, what it begins? Na Shivaya. Na Shivaya. So, Vedic rishis and all, they removed Ra from Narayana and they removed Ma from Namah Shivaya and they made Rama. Right? Rama. So that is the most auspicious name in the world. Like that. So, even though Rama, it sounds like only two syllables, but there are three syllables. Ra, A and Ma. So it is said that Rakaro Agni Bijasyat. Rakaro Agni Bijasyat. Akaro Surya Bijanam. Makaram Chandra Bijanam. So these three things consist Rama. So in our body, Surya, Agnidev represents walk, speech. Right? Then Surya Dev represents our body, intelligence, and eyes. He is the Adi Devata. Then Chandrama Manasa Jata. Chandra represents mind. So we have what you call Karmana Manasa Vacha. Okay? Karmana Manasa Vacha. Means it's called Trikarana Shuddhi. Unless our body consists of all these things, right? Unless our body is purified, unless our walk is purified, our speech, unless our activities are purified, unless our mind, thinking purified, we cannot go out of this body, right? So simply by chanting, so this Rama represents these three things. Surya, Agni and Chandrama. Right? Chandrama. So, simply by chanting the name of Rama or Krishna, all these three elements, they become purified. You become perfect. If when you are Trikarana Shuddhi, when your speech and your activities and when your thinking mind become purified, then you will get Krishna prema. Right? Till that time, we will not like that. So that is why when we are chanting the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Krishna's name also is there, Rama's name is also there. So the meaning of Rama is this. You know, like that, simply by chanting Rama's name or Krishna's name, you know, like we are doing, you know, all these, you know, they have this Kundalini Jagrat. Kundalini Jagrat. Like from Mooladhara to Anahatam, you know, the, you know, it is called Agni Mandalam. From Anahatam to Bruva, you know, the middle of the, you know, center of the, you know, brain, head, that is called, you know, Surya Mandalam. And after that, up to here, Chandra Mandalam. Right? So when we chant Rama, you know, because Rama consists of these three mandalas. So simply, without our knowing, you know, all these Kundalini chakras and all, they become open up. And, you know, when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you know, especially at the time of death, you know, at the time of death, you don't have to, like there are some people, sages and all, they take the Surya, you know, sun rays, you know, sun rays, and they catch hold of the sun rays and go up. Arkas, something like that, they are called. Right? For us, we don't have to do any of the such things. Right? You simply chant, like Prabhupada said, Narayana, Ajamila chanted. That is why four Vishnudutas came. Right? If somebody is very fortunate, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. How many Dutas will come? Huh? 32. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur's eldest son, he died. He had some problem, mental problem and all. And then when he was dying, that time Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur also was not there. I think he was there. I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not there. He was in Calcutta. Then when he died, when he was dying, from his navel, some light, you know, started, you know, Jyoti has come out. Then all the Bhagavati Mataji, they are all there. All the devotees, many devotees, they are there in the room. You know? And that light travelled and travelled and travelled. And then it came on the forehead. Then it was, you know, glowing like anything, that light on the forehead of the devotee. I forgot the name. Then what happened? He was the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was having our Gaudi Vaishnav Tilak, you know, and then that Gaudi Vaishnav Tilak turned into Sri Vaishnava Tilak, you know, Sri Vaishnava Tilak. And then he told all the assembled devotees there, but actually I was a Sri Vaishnava in my last life because I ridiculed Gaudi Vaishnavism, you know, I did an offense. That's why I took birth in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, but I was mentally sick because of that. He was mentally sick and he was having problem. He was a postmaster and all that, and he never married and all. You know, that is why I faced the suffering of mental illness because I offended Gaudi Vaishnavas. Now, then he said, our brother Bimal Prasad, he is not an ordinary soul. He is an associate of Lord Chaitanya. You know, don't underestimate him. You know, like that he told. Then there was a huge effulgence. The entire room became lighted up. Entire room became lighted up. And there was a sound of some people who are not seen, but you know, they are walking and talking and all that. All Vishnu, you know, Vishnu Dutas, they came. You know, then he told that in the entire world, Gaudi Vaishnavism is the highest philosophy. You know, and like that he told, then he chanted Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then again that Sri Vaishnava Mantra Tilak turned into Gaudi Vaishnava Tilak, and then he went back. You know, like that. So, Anyway, this is my understanding. I don't know which Varnashram system who will establish, but this much I can say, ultimately, like Vaisheshika Prabhu was giving class, ultimately what is the conclusion? Right? You have to chant Hare Krishna and you have to hear Bhagavatam. Right? Hare Krishna. Thank you. Dhanyavad. Any questions, comments?
Namaskar to all the people. I am Lakshmana. My brother is Rama. We are twin brothers. I am suffering from sitting pain, that is ischia tuberosis, they call it. The bone which is causing me chronic pain, it is there for the last 5 years. I was teaching as an MBA, I was teaching in B schools in Bombay, Singapore, England, Amsterdam, France and New York. And then my brother also is suffering from some anal problem. He is having the same issue. Why this is happening in both the cases? The same way. Studies also, both of us got a rank in the university. I am from an ordinary school, Tamil medium. But I got third rank, second rank. My brother got third rank from Kerala University. Now can you please elaborate why we are suffering from this type of problem?
You know, in the Yamloka, there is one section. Chitragupta is staying in one big bungalow. Chitragupta is staying near a very huge bungalow where he keeps all our records. And then adjacent to Chitragupta's building, there is a huge building consisting of all the diseases. You know, all these diseases, typhoid, malaria, diabetes, hypertension, back pain, spondylitis, they are all persons. Then Chitragupta is, for every soul, he is actually, checking out what karma. Right? And then he says, see, there are so many people are suffering from dengue, but some of us, we are not suffering from dengue. But we are exposed to the same mosquitoes. Like that. Why some people get deceased? Because at that time, their karma is, prarabdha karma is there, and then Chitragupta calls, dengue fever. He said, go and attack this guy. And then he will come and inspire that mosquito which is carrying dengue virus to bite. Like, that's how, somebody gets. Like that, your lower back pain or whatever. You know, they are all persons. And then Chitragupta says, this man, entered the temple in his last life without washing his feet. Punishment for that, break your legs. So he said, oh, this person has entered the temple without washing his feet. So he will tell, that concerned diseased person, go and break his legs. Like that, we all have done some karma, this karma, that karma, and then we get it. So, this Rama, if you chant the names of Rama or Krishna, our body consists of, there are two things, two shaktis in our body. One is, Agni Shakti and, Tanda, Sital. Garmi or Tanda. In this body, our entire world consists of these two things only. Garmi or, heat and cold. Now our body also, same. So when we chant the names of Krishna and Rama, all the diseases will run away. Because, like I explained. Anyway, some other time. Any other question? We'll give chance to others. Any other questions? Okay. Late ho gaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.